Move us to the regular business items. And item 3A and GM Weigold, would you introduce that, please?
Yes, President Steidel. Agenda number 3A is discussion and consideration of the strategic plan report and update. Staff recommends that the board discuss and consider this latest monthly update to the strategic plan. Staff has added just about every report that we can find from the work that's been accomplished on the objectives for the underlying objectives for the three-year goals that were accomplished since January. Staff recommends that the board review these for purposes of developing updates to these goals and objectives for this meeting and update and consideration of the updating the strategic plan on Tuesday.
Okay, thank you. I have something to propose to the board members. We have just recently reviewed the strategic plan status. And if I'm not mistaken, the reports that are attachments to this, when appropriate with ad hoc board ad hoc committee reports and things, have already been published. And if there were actions to be taken that the board members had wanted to have more information or ask additional questions, that those had already been directed back to staff. So on the face of it, it would seem that the information here is actually relative to the things that we need to execute on Tuesday for the actual update of the plan. So as the intent of the special meeting is to take public comment regarding the input from them on the goals and objectives on strengths and weaknesses. What I'd like to do is focus on that 3B item for today and actually recognize that 3A is a function of what we'll be doing on Tuesday and to refer that to that time frame. Does anyone have any objection to that, or would they prefer taking a different approach or process?
Fine.
I don't see any hands raised or any. Okay, so everyone is.
It's fine.
Okay. With that being the case, then that's the action that we'll take, is that 3A really is an element of the actions and activities that we'll do as part of the workshop, the detailed planning that goes on Tuesday. And I'd like to draw the focus then to item 3B. And again, GM Weigold, could you introduce that, please?
Yes, President Steidel, agenda item 3B is receive strategic planning community input, focusing on three key areas: district strengths, district weaknesses, and district goals, and other issues related to the Cambria Community Services District strategic plan update. Staff recommends that the board solicit public input in these three areas, as well as any other issues related to the update of the plan. We've outlined a bit more detail in the narrative, but basically the strategic planning group will take inputs in these three areas to help them further develop the update to the strategic plan.
Strategic plan overall, okay. Thank you. What we'll do then is move to Vice President Howell.
I noticed that Director Farmer has called in. He's in the attendees. He's that phone number up at the top, 1305.
Mm. Oh, Yeah. Thank you for bringing that to our attention.
Thank you. I cannot bring him as a panelist. It doesn't give me the option when somebody is calling in. So he can raise his hand, or I could allow him to talk. I could bring him on to talk so that he can talk whenever, but there's no raising hand function for him, I think. Should I ask him to talk and see what's going on with him?
Is there not a phone number associated with the link that was established for the panelists? Is it a matter that he called in on the link for the attendees? Is there not a phone number linkage?
Madam Chair, Bob Lloyd here, AGP Video. Yes. Actually, if it's a phone number, it may have gone to the attendees list. To raise hand, it is *6 to raise hand. Okay. And *9 to unmute him when we allow him to speak.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Lloyd. Appreciate that. Oh, all right. We'll take the opportunity to, I don't know how much of what we've proceeded with that he's had the opportunity to hear. Director Farmer, unless you have something specifically you needed to ask about, what we'll do is move to taking the public comment on agenda item 3B. And I'm not seeing a hand, so.
So am I understanding that, yes. So is Mr. Farmer on the phone line ending at 305?
Yes. Yes.
Okay, Mr. Farmer, if you could press *9, that will unmute your microphone.
Ask to unmute.
There it is.
And there you are.
Okay. Good.
Mr. Farmer?
Yeah. I just want to let you folks know. Yeah, hopefully you can hear me.
Yes.
I just want to say that I tried to log in starting at 8:50, and my computer has decided, Harry, we're going to make it a fun day for you. And it's like, but. So that's why I'm not attending the meeting at this time. I'll keep trying, but right now I'm on the phone. So now I'm going to hit *9 to unmute.
Is correct, sir. *9 will meet you.
All right. And I'll try to be there in person ASAP, but it's my computer. So thanks. Sorry for the problem.
Oh, I'm glad you were able to make the connection. That's good.
Okay. I'm listening, obviously.
Oh, okay. what we'll do then is move to any questions or comments from the public regarding the agenda item 3B that was introduced. And Osana?
Yes, I have a written and I have raised hands. So we'll go with the raised hands first.
Please.
Okay. Looks like Christine Heinrichs, go ahead, please.
Well, good morning. Here, I'm number one here. That's kind of fun. Let's see, on the strategic plan, the first three-year goal is to increase and improve communication with the public. While the website, social media, and newsletter goals are worthy, and the Zoom meetings have made public attendance at board meetings easier, the public is unable to see who is attending the meetings. You just kind of went through that trying to get Director Farmer into the meeting. Legal counsel has told you that it is the board's option to allow all attendees to see each other, but you continue to exclude viewing of all attendees, which just caused you a problem. In the interest of transparency and public engagement, I ask you to change that. The board's treatment of the public during meetings appears to discourage rather than increase and improve public comment. Madam Board President, your frequent interruptions of those who wish to address the board are disruptive. The board often refers to legal counsel to determine the least possible the board is legally required to do in accepting public comment. Instead of searching for the minimum, I suggest the board adopt a more welcoming attitude. Allowing the public more flexibility in commenting would be supportive of the stated goal, which now appears to be honored more in the breach than the fact. The second part, achieve and sustain adequate financial resources to fulfill the mission, The district's list of underfunded, under-resourced, and understaffed services is helpful in cataloging the district's deficiencies. How does the district intend to address this long and expensive list? Please consider placing a cap on the financial commitment to the EWS, SWS, WRF, and use those millions to pay for the capital improvement projects in the fire, wastewater, and water departments that have been so long neglected. And the third part, develop and implement a long-term infrastructure and resources plan. Money for infrastructure maintenance and repair may be available through federal programs. Does the district have employees focusing their attention on those possibilities? $12 million needed for the wastewater treatment plant, $5 million for the fire department, water over $3 million. Fixing those rusted leaky pipes would help the district meet its goal of reducing water demand by 40%. Almost another million for the EWS, SWS, WRF, not counting the loan payments of more than $650,000. How's that permit application coming along? Nothing submitted in over a year, despite the utilities manager's claims. Does the board have any intention of getting this plant permitted? Mothball it now. Save $1 million. Perhaps the American Legion, which now pays a token rent of $1 per year for its use of the Vets Hall, would be able to make a contribution to those hundreds of thousands of dollars in maintenance and improvements of the Vets Hall. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Hendricks. Ms. Anna?
Yes, thank you. Dr. Bettenhausen, go ahead.
Good morning, everyone. I want to
Sorry about that. Go ahead, Dr. Bettenhausen.
I want to greet you all this morning and affirm the rising of the marine layer so that all our moods will be improved with the sunshine. I have several issues I want to raise, some of which I've already sent you in emails. I want to point out that the emergency situation that we're now in is not specifically addressed in your goals, but probably should be. In the allocation right now, each of us and each permanent resident in Cambria can use 73 gallons of water a day. If we go to stage five, everybody gets to use 49 gallons a day, each person. Well, we've been doing that since 2014. So I don't know what you define as an emergency when you make decisions about the use of the water system that has been created. I also do note, however, that the 12 units per two-person household allocation that still stands as your policy is the way commercial EDUs are allocated, and perhaps that is pertinent. I note in the second place that the utility billing summary is still not posted for May and June. We do not know how much water people have been using in the those 2 months of the second year of the pandemic. And it would be very helpful if the CCSD board would decide on a way to post the usage, not the production, the usage of water by commercial categories and residential categories every 2 months or even every month, should you change that. I sent to you 2 days ago an email concerning the cash available in the CCSD and pointed out that since January of 2019, we have moved from $2 million to $8 million in cash available. I want to see in your documents for planning that you take up on Tuesday a revision that makes clear what the policy is for the CCSD in terms of cash reserves. There is no policy now. Apparently we can keep going from 8 million available cash to 20 million without any clarity about the policy and procedure for expenditure of funds, which apparently, according to your goals, are quite needed. I want to point out on page 17 of your agenda today, in terms of the strategic planning, that a subcommittee of a standing committee is working and reports to you this. The following is a report on progress toward the three-year goal to, quote, achieve and sustain adequate financial resources to sustain the mission adopted on January 19, 2021. And that includes, in that report then, work toward increasing the role of the Friends of the Fiscalini Ranch Preserve in maintaining the Fiscalini Ranch, and quote, attempt to divest as many CCSD-owned vacant lots as possible and or seek volunteer labor in maintenance of those properties. This is a subcommittee of finance, so I don't know why they're discussing these policy questions. But I urge you to take up the question of the policy of the CCSD on environmental questions, which you consistently seem to set aside. What is the policy of the CCSD on open space and recreation and parks? That is very obscure in your documentation of planning. And I see reference to a skate park, but no solid funding. I see reference to a toilet potty and the Fiscalini Ranch, but no solid funding. This is really a major weakness of the CCSD. I thank you, of course, for engaging in such a strategic plan. I'm sure that it will produce good results, and I look forward to seeing that in the next, should I say, 3 years of my life. Thank you.
Thank you, Dr. Bettenhausen. Osana? You're muted, Osana.
I see that. No raised hands, but I have one written comment.
Okay.
Tina Dickinson is
all right.
On. Okay. Go ahead, Tina.
Thank you, Osana. I have to say that for me, I don't even understand why the district, we hire a consultant to help you guys figure out your next 3 years of strategic planning. Why don't you look back at the last 20 years of what has not been accomplished yet? Why would you be looking at the next 3 years when you need to be fixing the infrastructure, working on getting this wastewater treatment plant dealt with, and really deal with the issues that are going to, in my estimation, going to be cause of real problems in this town? You are not addressing them. When are we going to hear about upgrades to the wastewater treatment plant? How are they going to be paid for? This is critical. And what are you doing? All you're concerned about is growth. That's the only thing I see coming from this board. Growth, growth, growth. That is not the answer to getting this town in shape. You cannot do it by a dream that you seem to have. Get down to reality. You need to deal with the drought situation that encompasses our state. It encompasses many areas of the country. You're not dealing with it. You simply are ignoring it. The issues of fire. When are you going to take those seriously? I mean, it is just unbelievable how poorly this board is doing. And in my estimation, the general manager. Get serious, folks, about the issues that have to be addressed, or we're going to find ourselves in dire circumstances. And as far, I don't know if the report from the R&I committee is part of 3B or is that on another item? The report, the water resources from the R&I committee, the report that's in on page 21 and 22 of this agenda, is that on under 3B or another item?
It's being incorporated as a function of 3C during the meeting.
Oh, 3C.
On Tuesday.
Oh, but is it, so I need to speak to that at 3C then today?
Well, no, actually that's been brought forward in prior board meetings.
But it's in your agenda today, the packet from, and yes, you haven't approved it yet.
Yes.
So when does the public get to speak about that item today?
No, there will not be a discussion today. It's part of what's
then being, why is it in your agenda, President Steidel?
I discussed all of this initially when the meeting began. And if it was something that you did not hear at the time, I'm sorry that that's the case. But
well, I'm sorry that you have something in your agenda. We're supposed to be addressing items in the agenda and we're not allowed to address it.
Thank you, Mr.
This is a sham, a total sham. That's what this board is, a sham. and you need to start getting things right. You either, if you Thank have you, something in the agenda, we need to address it.
Thank you, Ms. Dickinson.
And when am I going to be allowed to address it, President Steidel? No, not good enough. Not good enough. It simply isn't good enough. You're wrong, and legal counsel should.
Okay.
All right. So is there any additional public comment? I don't see any. And Asana, you indicated you had some written.
Yes. As from a Lauren Younger, have we completed the requirements from the Regional Water Board to more thoroughly treat the wastewater? This was asked of us last year. If not, why not? That's
okay.
All. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Ms. Younger. Do you have any other written comments, Asana?
No others. And I'm going to double check the board.
And I don't see any other hands.
No.
All right. Well, if that's the case, then what would be left on the agenda are items that are part of an adjourned meeting that will be reestablished, adjourning to a meeting that would be established on Tuesday for the actual workshop on the strategic planning. So if there are no other questions to be addressed, then we've been in a position to close and adjourn this portion of a special meeting and to re-adjourn on August 3rd at 8:30 a.m. for the strategic planning workshop update development. And as has been done in previous strategic planning, we invite the public to join and observe. And the intent of today's meeting was to provide the opportunity for public comment toward that. Do I have any other comments or questions from the board members? No, Mr. Carmel?
It would be appropriate to make a motion to actually adjourn this special meeting to the Tuesday.
Be adjourned at the, right, okay.
So we'll need a motion.
So I'd like to entertain a motion in that regard. Director Gray.
I move that this meeting be adjourned to August 3rd.
Okay, and apparently is Director Dean?
I'll second the motion.
Okay. Asana, could you give us a roll call, please?
Excuse me.
Yes, Harry?
Yeah, I'm sorry that my situation here is kind of awkward because I'm not at the meeting visually. I just want to make a comment. And the fact that we've had three people make remarks, I seem to recall when we had the previous strategic planning public comment back in January, that meeting lasted longer and we had, I believe, a few more people comment. The fact that folks have called in today and are mostly very questioning of what the board has and the district has and hasn't accomplished. I don't think we can ignore this. Maybe this meeting hasn't gotten enough publicity, either on social media or in the Cambrian newspaper or on Cambria CA. I don't know. But it's a bit discouraging that folks call in and, there's a compliment here and there, but for the most part, the members of the public, these are folks that usually do attend our meetings. And I think we need to give some thought to what they've stated, what their concerns are, and also give some thought to why no one else is here. Why is it that no other members of the community have taken the time to give us feedback? That's what I have to say. Thank you.
Thank you, Director Farmer. And Vice President Howell.
Thank you. I do share Director Farmer's concern, the lack of attendance. But we could take it the other way. Either everyone is totally disgusted with us and they don't think it's worth talking to us anymore, or everyone is happy with us and they see no reason to attend. I think in the interest of keeping our spirits up, we should assume the second.
Thank you. Thank you, Vice President Howell. Director Dean.
I would just like to say that we did announce this meeting at our last CCSD meeting. It was sent out to everyone on the CCSD email list, and General Manager Weigold posted this on social media. Thank you, General Manager Weigold. He's making use of our public agency Nextdoor site, and I saw it posted on there, and I saw several people give them thumbs up for posting that, so I appreciate that, but it was publicized.
You are muted. The host would like to unmute your microphone. So
Harry's here.
Oh, hey, Harry.
are you still? Oh, okay.
He's on the grid.
He's actually on the.
Except I can't see myself.
No, right.
Wherever I am.
It's never too late.
All right. So I think we have a motion and a second. So Osana, may we move to roll call, please?
Yes. Director Gray, how do you vote?
Aye.
Thank you, Director Gray, aye. Director Dean?
Aye.
Thank you, Director Dean, aye. Director Farmer?
Aye, aye, aye.
Thank you, Director Farmer, aye. Vice President Howell?
Aye.
Thank you, Director Vice President Howell, aye. And President Steidel?
Aye.
Aye, thank you, President Steidel, aye. 5 ayes to adjourn the meeting to Tuesday. Thank you.
Thank you. So the motion made, seconded, and voted upon to adjourn this portion of special meeting and to readjourn on Tuesday for the workshop for the strategic plan update. And the vote is 5-0. So thank you all for being here this morning and for the folks who attended and spoke. And we look forward to the planning process ahead of us and updating the strategic plan, which is in its infancy and moving towards its maturity. So thank you all for being here today and enjoy the rest of your day.
Thank you.
Thank you all.
The recording has stopped.